Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NACBS. Good morning. No fog today. Good morning. About time. Plenty of water still sitting around, though. I guess it rained pretty good last night. Yeah, I was one of my locations yesterday, and all of a sudden I heard, it sounded like hail or something. And I was standing near a door, and somebody opened it, and looked miserable. That was probably about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So yeah, I guess it did rain quite a bit. Oh well. Oh man. Friday, thank God. 2 days ago, what was that today when we had that thunderstorm or whatever rainstorm that rolled through, we opened the front door and it was hailing. Couldn't believe it. Freaking February. And Friday, thank the Lord. I have been looking forward to today since Monday. This week seems like it's just dragging and dragging and dragging. But I'm sitting here at my light about to pull in the gas station, so I'll listen to your next one here, but then I'll be back in like 2 seconds after that. NACBS. All righty, get your gas and we'll pitch in a few. I'm a little ahead of schedule today. W8FU.
KF8FSO, good morning.
Was it KF8 Fox Sierra Oscar FSO? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I still haven't got my voice open and awake yet, I guess. Yeah. I've been looking forward to this day since November of last year. It's final moving day.
Well, there you go. So, final moving day. Big trucks involved and like a mover, or are you doing it yourself?
No, doing it myself. we've been taking stuff every time we make a trip to the new house. So we're down to, I got to load the couch, my gun safe, about a dozen totes. And then I got to go up to work and get my toolbox and all the shop equipment up there. I got a 20-foot U-Haul. So I'm going to hopefully be on the road by about noon. I got a friend coming over this morning to help me load the stuff here at the house. And hopefully be on the road by noon and then be at the new place by 3 and put everything in reverse, right?
I think when you told once before, you're moving, you're downriver and you're moving west. Like, was it as far as Grand Rapids? But quite a bit west, right? All right, good
job. Yeah, I'm going to Three Rivers. It's about 30 minutes south of Kalamazoo. about 20 minutes from Indiana, kind of down here in the middle. Yes, sir, that's where I grew up. So I'm excited to get her done, but I'm glad that we're not doing the whole move all at once, because I probably would have hired a mover, but, you know, we just took a little bit as we go. I'm actually kind of surprised at how little we got left, so, yeah. And I did find that Echolink repeater, so at least I can get back to the guys that I talked to and Matt, you know, through the LTS repeater, so that kind of makes me happy.
Yeah, in this modern age of All-Star and Echolink and all that, it's, you can pretty much hang wherever you want. All-Star is really wonderful. If you get a chance, consider buying an All-Star node. You know, you can walk around with your little handy talkie talking to your All-Star node. It's your own personal repeater. And you put it on the network, because all the repeaters are connected to the All-Star anymore. So, you just set your own little repeater up at your house and join the network. So, it's pretty cool. I've ran a little All-Star node mobile all the way to Houston and back, and except for there was a little spot where the network, service for the phone got bad, and I was having a little issue. Aside from a little bit of that, not much. It was pretty much rock solid the whole way down, the whole way back. Sounded like I was sitting right here in town. So, but Echolink works. The fidelity is not as good, and it doesn't feel as much like radio, but it does get the job done as well.
I'll definitely have to check that out, because I hadn't done any research on either one of them. Everybody kept saying Echolink, and it was just a convenient app on the phone. So I'll definitely check out that All-Star, because I thought that they were just the same thing, you know, with a different provider. But I'll definitely check that out. But I was hoping I was going to make the Lark ham radio swap meet this weekend, because I was I've been thinking about picking up my first HF radio, and I thought maybe a nice used one would work, but I'm going to be back Sunday to pick up my truck, but I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to swing through there and check it out. I drove all the way out there last weekend because I thought it was last weekend. You know, I couldn't find a place, you know. There wasn't anything going on. I had to laugh at myself, so. Yeah, I'm hoping when I get over there I can do some HF stuff, because I haven't done any of that yet. All the Echolink and All-Star is nice, but it's digital, and if heaven forbid something happened and the whole grid went down, you know, you'd be stuck without HF.
NADF. There he is. Yeah, that is, that's a thing. But the All-Star nodes are dependent upon some sort of a network connection to the other repeaters in the system. Now, the repeaters in the systems here you're connected to are connected via a private network that MI6, Central Michigan Emergency Network, has put in, and they're all connected that way. So they have some hardening to those issues. But, if you're running a node from your house, unless you find a way to hop onto the MI6 network, you're not going to find that in Three Rivers. Hell, we don't even have that here in Macomb County, and it's there's not a lot of places you can do that yet. But that's in the works. You probably heard of HamWAN. You can read up on it. It's a similar concept. But, all right, anyhow, good morning, Dakota, again. Welcome back.
Good morning, guys. I was just waiting until I got a little bit further south so I didn't sound like a frying pan of bacon. I've not heard of Hamwin. It piqued my interest. I'm going to see what that's all about. I'm assuming that's, actually, I don't even know what that would be. I have no clue. Go ahead. I already forgot your call.
Yeah, KFAFSO. Yeah, when I, you know, of course, I first got my license and then we were trying to make the move, I realized that there is nothing in Three Rivers. The St. Joe County, Cass County, it's all dead over there as far as the repeater. I thought I was going to be able to reach the Kalamazoo repeater, but it's been broken for like 6 years, and there's a couple others that are there, but they aren't connected to the network. And there is one in Centerville, but it's not connected to any network at all because they said they don't believe in the politics and they wanted to avoid all that. So that was surprised at how dead that whole southwest corner is. And that's kind of why I found this EchoLink. Just, you know, not to be cheesy, I like talking to you guys. You guys have been a great help, and, you know, Matt got me into this, and you guys are kind of just give me little bits and pieces here and there, so I want to be able to talk to people that I quote-unquote know a little bit, you know, so I'm definitely going to look up that Hamland, see what that's about, too, and what was the name of that Michigan network, MI6?
Go ahead, John. Well, I threw quite a bit out there, several different concepts. So the network that connects all the sites together is called MI6, and it's a privately owned and operated microwave network. It is point to point, so sites can get connected to each other, not individuals. Then there's another aspect of it where you put in point to multi-point antennas, and then regular amateurs can jump on the multi-point antennas and get on that backbone. It's when I say Hamwin, it's not Hamwin. Hamwin is a distinctly separate thing. It's kind of like, I don't know if you do digital at all, and there's like Brandmeister, and then there's like MI5. It's kind of like that. MI5 does their own version of it. Wouldn't be Hamwin per se. But it's the concept is what I'm saying, where you point to multi-point to get on the MI6 network. I'd say the first thing, you know, don't worry too much about that. That's just more like interest. If you got nothing better to do, you know, read up, and it's kind of a concept. But unless somebody puts in the site connected to the network and then puts in multi-point access to that site, you know, you're not going to see that. You know, good luck in Three Rivers. So you're going to be stuck probably using a private carrier, for your internet, and you could use your home, you could use your phone or whatever. But All-Star, I definitely would recommend, because it works so much better and easier than an EchoLink, and it sounds so much better. I would definitely recommend looking into that, Dakota. Yep, I second All-Star. Once you get it configured, or if you buy a pre-made node, it's pretty rock solid as long as you got a good network connection. I've got a clear node that's been running for 3 years straight, and it's never skipped a beat. The only complaint I have about these All-Star nodes is finding a small enough footprint one with a battery that I can take portable, which still blows my mind that doesn't exist on a commercial level yet. But yeah, if you're looking to connect back here, that'd be the way to go.
Well, maybe there's a business opportunity for you. See, you can come up with a commercial one with a battery and footprint that you want. See? So, how big is the device, and how much do they cost? And is there like monthly fees or anything?
Sorry, I'm at the drive-through here, the Starbucks drive-through, so might have to set this down quickly. Well, it depends. You can build your own for probably $100. It's, you know, Raspberry Pi and a what we call a dongle.
there's a little device that the guys have been using. Guys have been putting them together for, I'm going to guess, in the $100 range. I recommend stepping that up a little bit. For about $200, you can move into something a little bit, I think, a little bit better. And, you know, then there's some real flagship models that'll, you know, hit $300 and break $300. You can get into this pretty cheap if you got a Raspberry Pi laying around. There's some AURSINC kits on Amazon for about $65-70. They're all right. A couple guys use them and they're happy with them. They just plug right into the Raspberry Pi. I've got a clear node. Sean's got a clear zero. Those are kind of the Cadillac node. I think they're probably the best ones out there. They're controlled by an app on your phone versus having to go to a web page that's hosted by the device locally on your network. Step down from that, I'd say probably a Shari kit from kitsforhams.com. So that comes a couple different ways. You can buy it fully assembled for like $250. Or you can buy the kit for like $110 and put it together yourself, which if you know your way around, you know, any hand tools and soldering, it's pretty damn easy. And, yeah, I mean, the sky's kind of the limit. Like you said, there is a business opportunity there. It's just taking the time to print a PCB board that'll do it. And I unfortunately don't have the knowledge of how these radio boards are supposed to work and if I can even make them that small. Well, I know they can make them that small because Sean's got a clear zero, which I think is the sweetest one. And they're discontinued, but if you want a set and forget, easy to use, you know, with some support, I get a clear node. They're about $350. But like I said, mine's been running nonstop for going on 4 years now, I think.
Well, that's not too awful bad. So I probably know the answer to this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Will the All-Star pick up the radio? Can I use my mobile radio to use the All-Star thing as a repeater to get out?
Connected to CMN Network.
Absolutely. If you if you put your node on a good outside antenna and get it up in the air a little bit, you'll be able to run all over town. And run around your neighborhood and stuff like that. You know, just they come with a little rubber duck, and you know, they're designed for that. But you can put them on an outside antenna and, you know, gain quite a bit. You can build one with radios, and literally, you know, have a little power. You know, 5, 10, 20 watts, something like that. Hell, you can just go out and buy a repeater. You know, and you can put your own repeater in. Put it on an antenna in your yard, and you know, you could run around on that. I mean, I don't necessarily recommend that. To get a bona fide repeater pair, you're kind of, you know, burning one up for something you're just going to put on a chimney, you know, antenna on your chimney. And so I don't really recommend. The pairs are just too hard to come by to do that. But if you were doing like a node where you were just, you know, splitting it, doing an odd split on it, but yes, absolutely, you can. You can put as much, power or as high an antenna as you want, and you could make that thing your own personal little repeater to run around town. In fact, I think Dakota's work on something like that. Oh, wait, I am. It's sitting right here next to me.
Yeah, and to add to that, Sean and I did a little road test. Sean was along for the ride. I hooked my clear node up to my antenna at the house, which is up about, 35-ish feet plus whatever the antenna is. And I think I got about 10 miles, and that's only a half a watt transmit. So I was still able to get into the node outside of the 10 miles. I just couldn't hear it because the transmit power was so weak. So you could definitely, you know, if you want to get a couple miles to beat around town through that, it's completely doable. You just need to get an antenna outside, and it should work just fine.
I'll tell you what, I kind of joked with Matt about a repeater because about a quarter mile to my west is my grandparents' big barn, and I could put, if my cousin would let me, I could put a repeater up on top of that, and then about 2 miles to my east is the other barn, And that's got a 60-foot silo on it. If I had the stones to climb up there and put it up on top, I could put a repeater up there. And then about a mile from my house is some commercial tower. It looks to be about 200 feet tall, but I'm pretty sure I don't have the budget to get them to put a repeater up on that. But I don't know how much repeaters are or what they take, but I thought about it right there in the little area. But, you know, of course it has to be linked to something because there's still nobody else there, you know, still no link coverage. But, yeah, we joked about that a little bit.
Sean must be getting his coffee. Sorry about that. I did construction workers in my parking lot here. Anyhow, yesterday, you're going to love this, Dakota. Yesterday, they know they got a parking issue there. And so there's a whole lot to the west of me that a building used to be on. And they're leveling it right now all out. They're going to, I presume, I don't think they're going to asphalt it. They're probably going to put in crushed stone or something like that, but they're putting in a whole other overflow parking lot for this construction. And so yesterday when they started the project, they started digging. They hit our fiber to the building, took out the JJC, I think two or three other buildings took out the fiber. Good grief. But last I heard, you were talking about putting up repeaters and all that stuff there. And just to comment on that, you know, if you got a good site and you have a repeater that you think can service a broader community or something like that, go for it, you know, absolutely. But if you're just looking for something for you to run around with or something like that, I'm telling you, the All-Star node is really it. When I say it's like having a personal repeater, it really is. And, you know, so in this day and age, you know, in the past, if you wanted to kind of do something like that, you kind of had to think and, you know, think in terms of repeaters and RF links and all this stuff. It was very difficult, you know. There was no easy way. But with these nodes, hell. You know, and the other thing, too, you know, you could put up a node in a fixed location with an outside high antenna that will cover a large area, or you can get a portable node like Dakota and I got, you know, and many others, most have. And, hell, you can take that with you everywhere. You can throw that in your car and send out wherever you're going. You could be on this repeater here, this repeater system, I should say, you know, from your house right now to your new house and never miss a beat the whole way. And the whole time you'll be talking on your mobile, you know, and to you it won't seem like anything different than talking on the repeater. Nobody will hear you any differently. In fact, you'll sound better than Echolink. It's pretty cool stuff, really. All-Star was kind of, I've been a game changer, I think, for repeaters, repeater networks and things like that for sure. Yeah, and until I got a proper setup at my new house, that's all I could use because I was out of range of all the repeaters. So if I wanted to talk out over here, that was my only option. So even kind of my old house too, I was on a node quite a bit. Granted, I could hit a couple more repeaters with a roof antenna, but you know, then I was stuck in my basement. The cool thing about the nodes is you can walk around like Sean was saying with your handheld and be really within probably half a mile to a mile on relatively low power and still talking on it. That's my favorite part about it, is just the convenience of using whatever radio you want and not being tied to your base station.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that because that might solve, you know, connection issues on that end, but I'm still kind of baffled that there's no repeaters over there, but I guess they just kind of run along 94 and north. But all right, I'm gonna make this my final because I'm got to get finish my coffee and get to work loading this truck up. So again, you guys have been great, and I hope the next time that I talk to you, I'll be established in the new place, and you'll be able to hear me loud and clear. So you guys have a great day and a great weekend. KF8 FSO 73.
KF8 FSO from NATDF. Good talking to you. We're generally out here Monday through Friday, so if you got questions, feel free. NATDF. Oops, my bad. Hey, my encryption switch on. probably didn't hear anything. Anyhow, I just walked into the office. Give me a few minutes to get situated here. W8FU. All right, I'll probably catch you this afternoon. I'm about 5 minutes out. N8DBF.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WATD Mobile. Are you playing hooky today, or did you go to the office?
I am heading towards fabulous Ferndale.
No, I'm just north of you. I'm in, Birmingham, Maple and Woodward.
Yeah, I'm going there, and then I got to run down to Wayne. Then I'm playing hooky. So I'll go measure for a couple lifts.
Yep. We got one more to do here in Birmingham, and then we got to head out to Southfield at Lasser and 10 Mile at the big Morelli building there.
Not very good. Last night was a good thing. Turned out well. I talked to Jeff a little bit this morning. Thanked him. Told him it went well. Talked to him about our upcoming trip. What else? That was it. Talked to an HWRO. That worked out pretty good. We picked up a new member last night. had some pretty impressive credentials. So all was good in the ARPSC world. And I'm infatuated with this radio. The more that I play with it, the more the cool little things I see it can do. Couple things I wish it did do that it doesn't do, but hey, what do you want for $3,000?
Exactly. Alright, I gotta jump. Coworker's yelling at me. I'll be back on in a bit. KKKGL73.
I'm gonna be doing a lot of driving here in a minute. WD. A lot of driving for me. Nothing compared to you.
KFHT.
You're gonna have to talk louder than that.
KFHFDW.
WABD, how you doing?
Pretty good, how's it going yourself?
Pretty good. Gonna get myself a cup of coffee from my favorite Big Beep place. And then I got some driving to do for work. Hopefully I'll be home by 3 o'clock.
Very nice. I'm on my lunch break right now.
Yeah, very good. Who'd you say I was talking to? Sorry, I messed it.
I'm so sorry. So, KF8FVW. My name is Lucas. I just got my license, so I'm a little new at this.
Yeah, very good. Where are you located?
I'm in Detroit right now. That's where I work. But I live over in Plymouth.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to the club. And so, sounding like I'm going to stump you in the corner, Lucas. Where do you want to go with your ham license? What's your goal? HF? UHF? EHF? Just to rag to you. I mean, I've got some of them that are into talking to spaceships. Well, where's your next endeavor?
Oh, I wouldn't say I have, like, any plans exactly. Right now, I'm just messing around with it. I got a Baofeng radio off Amazon, you know, very cheap. But it's been really fun to listen in on stuff, and I'm pretty excited now that I can yap on the line too. The Earth Moon Earth stuff is really interesting to me. So is the bouncing things off of meteorites, but
just a minute. I can tell you on the KCE LTS repeater. Gotta order my coffee. WABD. Name is Wally. Try the UMP if I can do any better for you. Be right back. I got a work phone call.
KF8FVW. KF8FVW. This is N8WRO Richmond. How copy? Kilo Fox 8, Fox Victor Whiskey. Lucas, this is N8WRO. How copy?
KF8SVW. I hear you.
Yeah, then Wally had to drop out there. He had a business phone call. I just wanted to, didn't want to leave you hanging there. Just say welcome to the hobby. And my name's Tim, Tango India Mike, and it's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate the warm welcome. I'm definitely excited about it. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, I'll be clear. Just make sure you use your call sign to do your final clearance. N8WRO, clear after you.
KF8, SVW, clear.
KG88 says.
To CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Is there someone out there? KE4ZYQ.
W-A-P-I-Q.
I thought I heard something. Just turned on the radio after sitting down to a late lunch, taking care of business earlier today here at home. A lot of phone calls, a lot of trouble. Come back to you.
Yeah, okay. You sound good on this repeater. And I don't hear a lot of people on this one, 442.175, but it's a good repeater.
I'm on the 442.60. Should I be on another linked one?
Yeah, I would think so. You're probably, this repeater's probably linked with maybe a few of them over.
This is the better of the one I was on there, KE4ZYQ.
I was trying to see if I could scan something here when you're transmitting to see if I could find you on another repeater, another 440 repeater here, but I'm not quick enough on this radio.
Well, I'm receiving the 443 one, the Mount Clements one. That's the one I think I get into the closest, Roger.
Yeah, you're on the, I can hear you on 442.350, a sent machine too. So these are all linked. Back to you.
QSLR, yeah, I'm on the 625. 3.625. How are you doing today, considering?
Not bad. Thanks for asking. I hope you're doing okay. I just did some things here. Got to run my taxes over to my CPA. And then I went grocery shopping, came back, and had a little bit of a light lunch here. And I was going to get my winter coat back on and go out for a walk in the neighborhood.
KE4ZYQ, like you, where you're, like they say, you're a better man than me, Gunder did. Because I can't get out in the weather right now. I need to, but I can't. So I'll wait for another day. But I think it was raining somewhat early. What, last night, this morning? Something's not like rain.
Yeah, it, when I left this morning, it was drizzling. And then we went shopping. It switched over to, I'm going to call it snow flurries. Actually, it was more like snow pellets. Like, remember the product called Ivory Snow?
Should I sell that?
Yeah, that's what it seemed like it was coming down. And it's pretty windy out there, too. That's why I'm going to bundle up. They said it was going to get windy when the front came through. So, well, the warm weather is, I think, going to be put on the back burner for a while. So we, yeah, we've got a wind advisory. And it looks like the forecast here is high temperature, Saturday 38 and Sunday 34. Saturday night will be 27, and then it starts dipping down into 21 on Sunday night, and Monday night down to 14 over.
I hear you on that, KE4ZYQ. I'm used to winter weather, winter weather in Michigan, but if I always had warm, sunny weather, anywhere from 50 to 80 degrees, wouldn't bother me a bit.
Yeah, well, we both know we're not in the right state for that, but we'll get our share of warmer weather as we move into that season. So, and I've been doing this for so long, I'm used to it. But I like the fact that we're getting more daylight. I like the daylight.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that, but I agree with you. Well, I got some food down the windpipe. That don't work. Yeah. I think this summer is going to be a hot, hot one. We haven't had a real hot summer in a long time. And I'm talking about way up there, back to you.
Well, I don't know about that, but we certainly had a hot summer this past summer, I thought, because my lawn burned up. I didn't do much of anything to it, so I really don't know. That's why we're only given one day at a time, Joe.
Oh, I got to ask, are you going to go to the Livonia Swamp? Are you at a table, or are you just going to meander there? Anything, any ideas about the weekend?
I thought I'd pause there, see if anyone else wants to get in. No, I have no plans to go into a swap. I don't have anything that I'm interested in. And, no, that's the way it goes, you know. It's usually it's the people who are most, that, well, the only happy with, and they end up turning around selling it. Go ahead.
I don't know if you had something stepping over you there or not, but you cut in and out, but I heard most of it. FYI, on a different subject, if you got nothing to do come the 30th or 31st, that's Memorial Weekend, May, the air show at Selfridge, Sunday might be a good day if nobody's got major plans, even though Saturday is Memorial Weekend, I guess 30th. Back to you.
Yeah, I keep hearing a beeping on this repeater when you're transmitting. On my end, that's what I'm hearing. But am I making the system now?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yep, that wasn't me initiating that interlude there. Yeah, there was some beeping after me, I think, for some reason, KE4ZYQ. But you're making it now. But after me, that last time, there was some kind of beeping. Somebody signing in or linking something. I don't know. I'm not the high man on the totem pole when it comes to that kind of technician stuff. Back to you.
A-8-W-J. I think we have another station. Pick it up. Go ahead. Yeah, hi, fellas. Rich over here in West Bluefield, KEWOJ. I've been out here a few minutes now, kind of listening to you. There's been beeping going on with both of you when you see up. I don't know what's going on. It was three beeps for a while, and then it changed to two, and then it attacked three. So, CMN identification. That's the news. That started 2 weeks ago. The title was some kind of trouble on one of the linked repeaters, probably in the CMN network.
Let me see if I have it. Okay, yeah, hi Rick, how you doing? I don't know, I'm not accustomed to hearing this noise, but I noticed, because it's windy, I'm getting a variation on signal estimates here, back and forth. It's probably the antennas whipping in the wind, you know, like a candle blowing in the wind. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ, good afternoon there, Rick, by the way. Yeah, it is wavering a little bit when I was listening to you. And even with Rick, it kind of wavered, the signal wavered a little bit. And my antenna shouldn't be wavering, so, or waving, or moving around, so, as far as I know. Over to you, Rick.
Well, fellas, I'm out here on the porch with a handheld, so, you know, if I move a few inches one way or another, apparently it's going to go kind of funny, so I'll try not to move much. Good to hear you, Greg.
Yeah, good to hear you too, Rick. Listen, I'm going to step out of here. I have to take care of some stuff, but nice talking to you guys. Thanks for coming back to me, Joe. I appreciate it, Rick, and we'll talk again soon. W-A-E-I-J, go ahead, Joe.
Hey, good talking with you and with Rick. And don't forget, like I said, the 31st of May is Selfridge Air National Guard Base. Free air show. You can walk in free. They just check you at the gate and sit down with a lawn chair and watch an air show for free with a general admission or general entrance. But anyhow, over to you, Rick.
Yes, sir. I see it's mystery dead here, drizzling. We've had rain, we've had snow. What's next, Gail?
Rick, I got you. I was able to copy you during the conversation, the triangular conversation. But on this one, your modulation's just above the noise, and you sound like you're a mile away from the microphone, but you're doing the best you can. But do you want to go to a different frequency briefly, or what? KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, I don't know if you're any closer that I can see. People
would get
any better. It's up to you, wherever you
want to
go. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. I'm trying to think of which one we were on when you got through with your HT there. I can't remember which one you came in the best on the porch. Maybe we can brainstorm here a minute.
Well, we could try that KATLW that we used to talk in the morning on.
You're giving me call letters, and I don't memorize them all, my call letters, except for the Hazel Park and certain ones, you know, the Eusika, you know, Sterling Heights ones, but that number don't come to mind, the frequency, rather, right back to you.
Well, that's okay. I've only got a few more minutes anyway. Get on out of here. Pretty darn cold out here.
Yeah, I can imagine from what I saw in the weather report, they said in the 30s, maybe, and maybe as high as 34, maybe. No, any wind out there makes it cooler, but yeah, no, I'm glad I don't sit out there. I'd probably end up with pneumonia. Back to you.
Are you 13RL coming out of Pontiac on a handheld? Can I get a radio check?
I imagine the quite lower than
30. Yeah, Rick, did you hear a station out of Pontiac there? KE4ZYQ here. Go ahead, station.
Hey, 13RL. My name is Alice, like Wonderland. I'm a tow truck driver out of Waterford, but currently in Pontiac, Michigan. On a 2 foot handheld or 2 foot antenna, handheld Belfing H8 Pro, and again coming out of Pontiac to, I believe, Warren. Over.
I didn't hear you the first time, but I heard you that time. Well, welcome there. And be careful out there driving. I imagine it's kind of goofy with the wet roads. Traffic's going to start pretty soon, the rush hour anyway. Joe, go ahead.
On the X station, if you're on an HT, as you might have said you were, definitely try to get up on that microphone or the front of that mic if you can, unless you got a handheld or a plug-in into that HT. But make sure you're talking across the mic and as close as you can get without touching it. Roger.
Does that station in Pontiac have a call sign?
That is a good question, Beck.
The call sign is A13RL.
All right. Cease and desist. You're not supposed to be talking on here. And guys, you're not supposed to be talking to somebody that's not an amateur radio operator. KF8S.
Thank you for that. That was my next question. KU4ZYQ. Thank you. And KU4ZYQ, clear of frequency.
You still there, Joe? WAPIJ.
Yeah, W8VIJ. I can't even talk today. I throat. Yeah, eating lunch late messed me up. KU4ZYQ here.
Yeah, I was listening on the side, but I never picked up anything as far as a call sign or anything until the guy made it known. Did he do that already, previously?
Well, when they first checked in, I thought there was a call sign because I was coughing at the time and gave one last opportunity, and the other gentleman, other ham radio operator, come in and identified that situation and took care of it, and I appreciate that if he's still listening out. But, no, I think that same person, one time or another frequency or another time, did the same thing, and if they're listening on this frequency, do not transmit illegally on any ham operating frequency or any frequency you don't have a license for, KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, and that's, if you want to transmit it, go get a license. Learn how to become an amateur radio operator. You can do that. And that's probably what I did not hear, but... Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't in that conversation. I didn't want somebody telling me that. If I didn't know it, I mean, if I didn't know this person was licensed, that's different, but I would never have responded to somebody that did not have a call, amateur radio call. I wrote down what he said, and I said, this guy is not a licensed operator.
Yeah, there was kind of two tells there. One, I have a Bofang, and two, it sounded like a kid, not a tow truck driver.
Yeah, that was my impression, too. I said, out of Pontiac. But the voice sounded familiar. It did sound familiar.
Yep, QSO that, KE4ZYQ. Well, I appreciate the other gentleman there. Like I said, I was coughing in between talking, and I only heard the person twice. Very faint. It did sound like a young person. If they're listening, like I said, do not respond to us right now. Go get a license if you want to talk on ham radio, but do not talk or transmit on any frequency unlicensed. K4ZYQ.
Yeah, because if you're caught, you're going to end up paying a stiff fine. And if you are a youngster, your parents are going to probably end up having to pay that fine. So stay off that radio. Don't use it on the amateur radio band. If you're interested in becoming an operator, there's plenty of clubs around that you could probably study to become one. You can go on QRZ, go get a license, and then you'll have the legal right to operate. I'm going to get out of here, 73WAPIJ.
Suggest that this guy is not going to want to become an AM radio operator. They just want to agitate. Just not supposed to acknowledge them. Just let them be.
QSL that and 73 to all, KE4ZYQ.
W-D-A-K-L-L-K-S-H-D-I-C. Alright, one more time. W-D-A-K-L-L-K-S-H-D-I-C. K-S-H-D-I-C, clear.
November 8th, Whiskey, Julia Lima, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W-8-F-U.
What's going on, Sean? Are you going to school?
I don't know. That's this Sunday, isn't it?
Nope, it's tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. I'll make it a hard maybe.
Okay. Well, all right, then. I plan on going. Are you planning on going to any other flops? Maybe, you know, because Toledo is next month. And then Dayton is, and of course, third week in May. Are you going to make any of those flops?
Well, Jay, I have no plans to make any swaps. Swaps are a game day decision for me. Unless I want to start packing stuff up and getting a table, I have no business going to swaps. I do not need to buy anything. And I know when I go to swaps, I mean, I love hanging out and just saying hi to everybody, but every time I go, I find something I got to buy. And I got no business buying anything right now. So now if I were getting a table and selling, that'd be different. Then there'd be every reason to go. But I'm too lazy for that.
Well, no, that makes sense to me, Sean. I mean, thing is, a lot of times I plan on going to a swap. I'll just look around. Next thing I know, oh, I got to have this, that. And then I got to go to the ATM machine and get some money nearby or whatever, so I fully understand what you're saying. All right, Don, I just kind of wondering. Yep, so anyway, we'll holler back at you another time. This is November 8th, Whiskey, Julie Lima.
Yeah, I could say, you know, I'm going to try to make it. I'm feeling that, but I know in the morning I won't be feeling it. So we'll see. I'm going to go to breakfast, that's for sure. So I'll be doing that. But, yeah, I don't know. Well, it might be another light week for breakfast because last week was kind of light. I don't know why in particular. But if this is a swap weekend, tomorrow should be pretty light too. All right, Jay, you stay warm and dry and all that good stuff, and we'll talk at you later.
A-W-J-L, W-8-F-U. Yeah, before you go, Sean, because I haven't looked outside, I hadn't been outside. How's the weather out there?
It's damp and cold, although it's funny to say cold when it's in the 30s. It's warmer than it's been in a long time, you know, and I'm running around with a much lighter jacket than I've been running around in, but the damp's kind of making it feel cold, so it's just wet and cold and gray, and so nothing you can't deal with, but nothing you really want to deal with either.
Well, count our blessings, because I've been on the link on the and over there in Ann Arbor,
there's links all the way, all over Michigan and stuff. And a lot of those guys in parts of Michigan is crying because they're getting a lot of snow and stuff like that. So, all right. We'll talk to you later. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All right, Jay. Catch you later. W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FQN. KFA-FQN. N-A-T-Z-R. KFA-FQN. KFA-FQN. N-A-T-Z-R. KFA-FQN. N-A-T-Z-R.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KFA-FQN listening.
KFA-FQN. K-F-A-F-Q-N. N-A-T-Z-R.
N-A-T-Z-R. This is K-F-A-F-Q-N. Well, hello, Brian.
Hi, Wyatt. How you doing? Wyatt Earp.
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Did you get in touch with Joe yet?
Yes, I did. I asked my parents about it, when we can meet and stuff. I asked my parents, and he said, Joe, he said he drives to Emily City, so he didn't respond to my email yet, but I asked him when he's driving to Emily City, but we're planning on meeting up in a parking lot of a TSE, but yeah, I talked to him.
You're going to meet him in a parking lot. What? What did you say? Say again.
Yeah, my fault. So I emailed him and he responded back. And he said that he drives around the city to go to his cabin. And I asked my parents about it, and they said that we can meet him in the parking lot of a TSE. There's one up here in Emily City. And that's where I'm assuming he probably drives through, but, yeah, we're meeting him in a parking lot there. I don't know when. He didn't respond back to my email yet about when he's driving through, but, if he can do that, because, again, he didn't respond back, but, yeah, we're planning on meeting him in in a parking lot out of TSE.
Oh, okay, TSE. Yeah, okay, roger that. Okay, awesome. Yeah, I hope everything works out good for you. Yeah, what did your parents think about that, over?
Well, it was kind of a lot of events at once. Happening at once, because over at the East Coast Reflector, a guy named John, he's sending me a UHF roll-up antenna. I've never heard of it, but and I wasn't expecting that at all. I was playing basketball and I got that email from Dick, WB2JBQ, and he was telling me about that. So Yeah, once you sent me that email, I was, like, shocked, you can say, because I, you know, was not expecting that either. But my parents, at first didn't believe it. They thought it was, like, a promotion or, like, a scam, you can say, until I told them, like, I've talked to you before. I never talked to Joe, I don't think, but I've talked to you and stuff, and, They were as surprised as me. They were not expecting that either, because of the other person, John, sending me antenna. It was just like so many events happening at once. But yeah, they were really surprised.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. Well, yeah, if your parents want to talk to me or something, tell them, you know, we can talk or go email or something like that so they don't think we're some creepy old men, you know. But, yeah, no, the bands are just a bunch of good-hearted guys, you know, and they like helping each other. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you. Yeah, if you want to, if you don't want to, I got my eye on dibs on it. Over.
KFAFQNFID. You kind of started getting really staticky there, so can you repeat your last, please?
Yeah, I said, yeah, if you don't want that diamond antenna, remember me, I got first dibs on it. Over.
Roger, yeah, I've seen your email. You've been wanting one of those for a while now, from what I read, but, I don't know. I think I'm gonna take that antenna. I'm sorry.
No, you go right ahead. You enjoy it. That's great. Hope you and enjoy it. What happened with me is I the shipping rate so high, $40. So I said, to heck with that, cancel my order, and I'm making an antenna. I'm making a J pole. It's kind of like the roll-up antenna that other guy was going to give you, but mine's going to go inside a piece of PVC pipe. It's going to go inside a 6-foot piece of PVC pipe, so it'll look a lot like your diamond antenna. Over.
Roger, yeah, matter of fact, I've seen him. That's awesome. I think I told you this. I've been wanting to make a homemade antenna for a while now. Tape measure Yagi. I just don't have the cultural cable for it, but yeah, that's awesome. It reminded me of I was on Facebook Marketplace looking at some antennas, some homemade ones out of the PVC pipe, and there's this one guy that had a GMRS one and a 2-meter one. So I contacted him, seeing how much they were, come to find out, he was, I think his name is Joe, too, or his name is, Joe, and, I talked to him on Simplex, and, that was kind of, crazy a coincidence, but, I think that's what he did, too. He used a, J-pool, and, made those homemade, or, no, I think he bought them off, like, they had, like, a... It was like ham frog or something he bought them off of.
Hey, BZR for ID. Yeah, the that roll-up antenna, did that guy send it to you, or was he going to send it to you? Over.
You weren't coming in clear there. Can you repeat your last again, please?
The J-pole antenna that guy had, that John had, that J-pole antenna, did the roll-up antenna, did he send it to you already, or was he going to send it? Over.
Roger, he already sent it. It didn't arrive yet. But I think he's in New York, probably upstate somewhere. But I think just sent it out, And he sent me some DX Engineering stickers and a ARRL general class study book. He sent me that too, which I've been reading.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, study up for your general, man. Go for it. Yeah, that's great that he sent you. A roll-up J-pole is it's made out of like twin lead and just for a portable antenna when you go away someplace, you know, you just stick it in a tree or something and, you know, like that. I'm going to make one of those too. Over.
Roger, I didn't know you can make those, but, yeah, what I said, I've never heard of them, to be honest with you. I've never, heard of roll-up antennas. Like, I've heard of, what are they, do like, that you like, grow them up in trees, too? Polly, that's my parrot, for HF, though, but, yeah, I didn't know how they were made, or how to make them homemade, so that's really interesting. But yeah, I was picking up my book right now, actually. But yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, you make the roll-up J-poles from a piece of twin lead. It's a twin lead. It's like two wires that are right next to one another. They're about a quarter inch apart. And they used to use it in the old set to make hook up the antenna. Yeah, look up Ed Fong. His name is Echo Delta Ed Fong. Foxtrot Oscar November Golf. Ed Fong. And I'm online and find the way that he does the J-fold. And it's really interesting. Okay, let you get back to study, and I'm going to go now. 73s, nice talking to your wife, and good luck with that radio. Let me know how it works out. Give me a holler on the radio. Bye.
Roger, thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I appreciate all you guys up there. Part of, what is it? I always forget the name. It's like the amateur radio corps or something. But yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate Jill. I appreciate everybody there. And you have a good rest of your, what would that be, day. And 7 degrees to you. And you have a good rest of your day. I already said that. And KF8FQN, clear.
W8RIT.
NADDF.
NADDF, W8RIT. Good afternoon, Dakota. How are you this afternoon? And I take it you're heading home. I've been telling people, like normal, that today is Friday.
Good afternoon. I am heading home, finally. It's been a very long week. I'm glad to see it come to an end here, and I'm assuming you're doing the same thing.
Yep, roger, roger. Yeah, just for a refresher, we haven't talked a whole lot. Dave here is Dave. Yep, heading home, and you know, it hasn't been that long. It's just been a long drive. I've been working down in Toledo this week. So, other than that, it hasn't been that bad. Work's been all right. It's been a little bit long that we've been spending at this place. It would be nice to go to a different location just for something new, but it's nice to work in a building when you know where everything's at and not have to worry about getting lost and, you know, turning around and trying to figure out where the heck you're at. But it would be nice for a change of scenery, so we'll see what happens for next week. We might not be sending me back down there for a little bit. But I think first week of March, I think they're going to be sending a bunch of us down to Columbus, so be down there for a week or two.
Well, Dave, I'm not sure what happened there. You had about every 10 seconds, you had a double beep, and then it sounded like you just timed out or the repeater dropped. I just heard a bunch of you were going down to Columbus, and then you were gone. I don't know if you're still with me here.
Yes, I am still here. Is this any better? I'm going to wonder if I'm going to check my antenna connection here or something.
You're in solid. I don't think it's you. It's maybe. It's weird. When you're transmitting, there's a beep, double beep, every 5 to 10 seconds, probably 10 seconds. And I'm not sure what that is.
I know. Go ahead, because inquiring minds want to know. I heard that this morning, and I was uncertain as well. So inform the code and myself, please. I would like to learn, what is that?
I'm just going by what Motorola means that the repeater is holding back power, and we suspect it's the LTS machine doing that. So anybody listening to the LTS machine, or is on the LTS, will produce it. So it'll produce it going into the network, and then if it's anybody listening on it, it's going to make it for everybody.
I'm not sure what he's got there, whether he's got an MTR or a Quantar, but... like I said, double beats are generally PA-related. So I don't know if anybody's noticed any issues with the footprint being down a little bit on the LTS repeater, the 175, but that's what those beeps are. You won't hear it unless you're somebody in the conversation is on the LTS repeater. And there is a setting where you cannot have those propagate over the wire line, but apparently TJ didn't has that enabled so that it broadcasts over the wire line, which, you know, it's not a bad idea, lets you know. But there's a problem with the repeater you're on.
Apparently nobody heard me say it the first time. So that's what's going on. It's on TJ's repeater. It's either low output or high SWR or battery got turned back on. Keep it SWR.
Yeah, UMP head in that direction. Well, that's kind of good. At least I know that's not my radio here now. Let me turn it on over to Dakota here. WARIG.
All right, Dave and Sean, you mixed perfectly, and I heard both of you, and you both said the same exact thing. SWR, I did not hear you in there at all. And, Dave, I don't know if you switched on that last transmission. You said you were going over to UMP.
Not currently, no. I'm still on LTS right now, and 94 eastbound by Tampa Park, so.
Okay, just double-checking, because I heard the beeps again, and I thought you said you were switching. I just wanted to verify. I don't know who wants to join this conversation, but, you know, feel free. I'll hand it over to Sean. Sean, if you're just in and out, hand it over to Dave, and Dave, you do the same.
Okay, I really was just chiming in to let you know what that was so you weren't confused on that. I think Jeff said the same thing, and I wasn't sure. It might have been Jeff and I that doubled, but regardless, you got the message. We'll have to, you know, just make a note of that, let TJ know about it when he's next time in town, get a look at it. What was I going to say? Anthony's been noticeably absent lately. Dakota, just you might comment before I jump out of here, because I just walked in the door. You might comment. Is he out of town or something?
88RUH. Hey, Sean, I was out of town for a few days and got back into town, and so I had this week off, and that's why I wasn't on the morning drive.
All right. I just was curious because it was noticeably, I wasn't in for the morning drive either a few days because I was working late out of the house, and so you guys were all, or you would have been, but anyhow. All right, I just got in. I'm going to send it over to Jeff if he has anything else to add on the beep beep. I think he covered it, same as I did, and then over to, I think, the gentleman on the LTS is Dave. I'm not 100% sure on that, but Jeff, go ahead. Do you have anything more on this?
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay. Well, I think he had the opportunity here. Well, let's see. I don't really have anything to say at the moment, so let me just toss it back to Dakota.
All right, Sean, catch you later. Jeff, thanks for chiming in. KFAS, thanks for chiming in. Anthony, I'm glad you're okay and you're back here. We were getting a little concerned. You're not allowed to go out of town without telling us anymore. And Sean, you heard it straight from the horse's mouth. So I will hand it over to Anthony, and then if you're in and out as well, feel free to hand it back to day.
I figured I'd just jump in and let you guys know where I was. I was up north for a few days, and then a storm hit, and I hurried up and got back down into Metro Detroit, and then I've just been screwing around for the last couple days. So, actually, I was going to try to get over to see you today, Dakota, but it didn't work out, so we'll have to wait till next week. I think it goes over to Dave, and I will be out and just monitoring. D8RUH.
Okay, very good. You have a great afternoon. I plan on it myself here. She was in the refrigerator, so hopefully there's something good for dinner. She was making some chicken. I think I had thawed out, but let's see here. Okay, you got any plans for the upcoming weekend, Dakota? I have a bit of some training that I did forget about to do. My manager said, hint. So there was a little nudge there. I got to see if I get something done. I don't know how long it'll take, maybe an hour or two, so won't be bad. It'll be for some future training that I'd like to get, so I'm not going to complain at all. So that's about it. A little bit more some work to do over the weekend. Do it my own leisure, and then that should be it. I'm going to have to see about maybe switching off a channel with text descriptions for my radio here, because, yes, I'm at a loss because there's no alphanumeric characters for this, so I'm at a little bit of a loss as to switch over to repeater here, so I'm going to simplify and make it a little bit easier for myself here. Channels and frequencies in here, I'm not sure what's what anymore.
Take it easy, Anthony. Those jackets are still in my back seat, so let me know next week. We'll get together. And I don't have any plans. Wife's feeling a little under the weather. Kids were sick all week, so I think we're just going to lay low. My throat's starting to get a little scratchy, but I'm hoping I'm able to just keep it at bay and not get whatever they've got. So not a whole lot going on. And what radio do you have that you don't have alphanumeric characters?
I am currently using the ICOM 2720. No alphanumerics. It's kind of strange though, because I have a ICOM 2100, the 2 meter only version from ICOM, which is roughly the same period of time, and that does have alphanumerics. So I don't know why they didn't incorporate that into this radio.
That is really weird, actually. I have a 2730, and it has alphanumeric, but I'm not surprised. I also have an ICOM ICT-10, which is a waterproof dual-band HT analog only. Great radio. It's pretty bomb-proof, but it's got those funky characters that are barely alphanumeric. I don't even know what you would classify them as, but it's not like a typical LCD.
Yeah, those are hieroglyphic symbols, I guess. Special characters, you got to know what to do with. Yeah, what's great about the radio, the 2720, is that it does have, you know, some alphanumeric capability, because when you go into the menu settings, it's pretty crude, but it would work. So, yeah, I've got it already printed off. I just have to, because I used TERP to program this radio, amongst others. So all I have to do is just print that list off. I think I need to probably check down the one column just to enter in, you know, what the text descriptions might be. So either that or I'll just put in some of my favorites. But I've got some in here that I don't really use very often. And I've got some in here that are, well, I guess there are for repeaters that are no longer in use. Like I had some friends who used to do the IRS repeater, and I don't believe that stuff anymore, so I can probably delete that. So, a little bit of upgrading and organizing. More organizing, that's another thing I'll do in my basement. Basement's torn apart, and been trying to organize tools and parts and stuff, so I've got a lot of things screwed about all over the one half of the basement, so I have to get back to corrected, and then things will look a lot better, I guess, in time. I'll be able to actually find things when I need them. That way I can keep all those things that I've tucked away for the rainy day and have them ready for use. So I'll have to say, well, you can't find it. You have to go out and buy it, and then 2 weeks later I'll find it. So, anyways, back to you there, Dakota. I'll probably be in for another go-around, and then I should be at the home.
At 8 DBF. Yeah, I have some channel management I need to do on my 2730. I don't have it set up the way I like. This radio I'm on right now, my FPM150R. My channels are basically in the order of my commute, so I can just flip up or down whether I'm going to work or from work because my commute is the same every day. And I don't know what I did or what I was thinking, but when I programmed the 2730, these channels are... they just don't make any sense. And I've kind of just been living with it because I flip back and forth between these two radios every week, depending on the vehicle I'm in. And it is always frustrating when I get in my wife's truck and I've got my little 2730 bag radio and nothing is the same as the 150 that I'm talking on right now. So that's something I would like to get done, but it's a pain in the butt because it's in a cage, and then I got to take the cage off, plug in the programming cable, and then I got to plug it in the computer, take it out of the bag, the whole thing, and that's kind of why I haven't done it yet. Take these Yaesus for granted with the micro SD card and how easy it is to program them. But other than that, not a lot. Maybe I'll ground my antenna mast this weekend because the lightning storm we had 2 days ago had me a little nervous. 34-foot galvanized steel rod sticking up in the air with an 8-foot antenna with a piece of copper inside of it. It's probably not the best thing to have in a wide open field. But other than that, not a lot. Just lay low and going to try to knock out those couple things I just mentioned.
Yep, yep. Yeah, that would always be a good thing to do to be safe as far as that goes. Well, Dakota, I'm at home here now, so I'm probably going to make this my last year. Nice chatting with you. But I did have one question I'd like to ask you. I've been taking a look. Do you have a management call sign, or is this something that was a actually happened to work out?
The repeater decided to identify as soon as you asked the question. I heard something about a vanity call sign. You said you're interested in getting a vanity call sign?
No, I was curious if you have a vanity call sign. I've been looking up on QRZ to see if it like relates to like initials or anything. So just kind of curious if you had a vanity call sign or if it was one naturally assigned to you. So anyways, I'll make this my last. You have a great weekend, and I'll talk with you later. I'll listen on out. This is WHRIG.
Copy that. It is a vanity call sign. I was issued KE8VJT, and then after getting general, I changed it to N8DBF, which are my initials. And from what I could tell, I was the first person to ever hold this call, and I was pretty happy with that, so here I am. Have a good weekend. It was great catching up with you. W8RIT from N8DBF, 73.
Question if anybody's still around.
I'm listening, but that was a weak copy. You got a lot of noise coming in. I don't know if you can bump power or change repeaters.
Yeah, that was kind of my question. I don't know what all that noise is when the water drops, but
weird, it almost sounds like either a bad connection or a bad antenna because you're clear when you're clear. It's not like you've got a weak signal.
Yeah, I don't think it's me at all. I think it's the system because after the carrier drops before the bump comes in.
Yeah, that last one was no copy.
How does KE4ZYQ sound?
Sound great. Full quieting.
It must be that station because I'm hearing the same thing.
I just want to say hello, Dakota. How you doing? I haven't talked to you a long time. And that's all I want. KFA-VIC.
Station with the signal report. That's still a no copy. Sorry, man. Wish I could hear you. And Jack, good hearing you, man. Hope you're doing well. It's been a long time. Hopefully I hear you next week sometime or maybe this weekend. Hope you're doing well. Catch up with you soon.
Hi, Dakota. Good. Thank you for coming back. You take care and you have a good evening. KFA-GIC.
KD8WOJ.
See what happens when you don't lock the screen door? KE4ZYQ.
Good afternoon, Rick. Take it up and then hand it over to Joe.
Hey, fellas, good to hear you out there. I was just taking a break here watching the USA Olympic hockey there with Slovakia. And instead of watching the commercials, I thought I'd come out here and have a cigar. And even better, I got to listen to you guys a little bit.
Yep. Well, I got to look that up if they're playing. I know the hockey team beat Canada. Hi, hi. What do you need, Dakota? Get you for you like you.
What's the score, Ray? I headed out of my office before I left, but I had to get pulled into a meeting and didn't really pay any attention to it.
Yeah, we're ahead 4-0, and it's the intermission between the at the beginning of the third there. So at first it wasn't looking so good, but the U.S. is waking up. So looks like it's going to be U.S. and Canada on Sunday.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. I appreciate the weather, but she needs to interrupt properly, that announcer there. She's got a good voice, though. I'm trying to find it, Rick, the Olympics. I was on Channel 4 here, but I can't find it now.
Yeah, I don't know what local channel it's on. I think it's MSNBC or NBC. I just watch it on Peacock. But, yeah, good to hear they're up 4-0. Hopefully they crush Canada, too.
Yeah, I think that what we're watching is NBC there from the commercials I saw.
Well, one thing I want to ask, is this the men? Because I know the women beat the Canadian team the other day. So you might be talking about the men's hockey, no?
Yeah, men's hockey, yep.
Yeah, I think the women already locked up gold, right?
That's correct, Dakota. KE4ZYQ, over to you, Rick.
Yeah, the ladies kicked butt there. I think it's all over for them.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of their games, but I saw the scores of some of them. They were skating, so I'm happy to see that they got gold. Hopefully the men can do the same. But on that note, gents, I'm about 2 minutes from my house here. I'm going to clear out. I got a little bit of a late start heading home today because of a meeting, so I'll catch you guys later. If I don't talk to you, have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. I'll hand it over to Rick. I think Joe gets the next. All right, guys. NADDF 73.
Dakota 73, and go to the local swap, have a good time, or whatever you do on the weekend, enjoy. From KE4ZYQ, over to you, Rick.
Okay, 73 there, Dakota. Have a good one. And I heard Tom in there, too. Have a good, safe one, and we'll catch you later. PEWOJ. Tom, go ahead.
Hold on. I'm finishing up gas. I'll be back in a minute, Casey.
And don't be sparking no radios around gas fumes. We don't want to hear about any gas station flare-ups. Over to you, Rick.
Boy, I tell you what, Dakota there was just booming in here from his house there. Usually, there's a little bit of popcorn there. But man, it sounded like he was sitting in my driveway this time.
That's QSL that. Yeah, well, I'm receiving the Mount Clements link on this one at about 40 to 50 over 9.
Yeah, I was on the KCA LTS there, and there was this beeping stuff that's been going on, and all that telemetry from CMN and that. And so I got on the ClearNote, got on to the FBI Detroit there, and now it's just clear as a bell.
Just all that. I got the hockey on, and it says 5-0, I think is what you said. Why they don't have it listed on the listings, I just went to that channel, and there it is live, the Olympics, but they didn't have a listing on the menu. That's weird. Somebody's being lazy, I guess. But 5-0, that's good. KE4ZYQ.
Oh, cool. So are they playing again? Because when I stepped out here, they were just stopped for the intermission.
Yep, QSL that. Yep, they're back at it right now. And so far it's still 5-0, and looks like U.S. has the puck, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, I'm going to get on out of here then. Get back to the TV. So I'll catch you later. K8WOJ.
Thanks for turning me on to the game. I didn't know it was on right now, so thanks. 7-3 for now, KE4ZYQ.
KCKL.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCK Joe on the Richmond Tower. Hey, Brian, where are you at your travels today?
To CMN Network.
I'm sitting at home. I work 4:10, so I got Friday off. It's Friday to catch up and do everything. But today I was working on an Edfong J-pole antenna. I was just getting ready to solder it, and he says, we got to go out and get something to eat. So we're on the way out to meet my brother-in-law up at Fernville. Over.
Gotcha. I'm just cruising through Armada here and heading back home.
You sound like you're tired. You had a long week.
Yeah, I think I did, geez, I don't know, maybe about 1,000 miles this week, somewhere around there.
Wow, that's a lot of driving. Hey, on another note, you know, Hot Apple Pie is going to hook up with Wyatt and maybe transfer radio over to him, over.
Yeah, I heard Joe had one for him. That's pretty cool. I think Wyatt'll be stoked.
Yeah, because it's exactly the unit that he wanted to get for his birthday, and now he's going to get one. Plus, he's getting a Diamond X50 antenna. I'm jealous about that because I want that antenna.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a couple other guys on Discord that got some stuff for him. You know, so help him build up his shack a little bit there. You know, like I said, I haven't talked to his dad, but I'd certainly like to. I think he's a great kid. You coming in on the Warren SDI, or you coming in on the CMN bump repeater up there in Mount Clemens?
Coming in on MI-5 right now.
Brian is on MI-5?
Yeah, that's NABZR, I think it is. He must have accidentally flipped over. This is KF8EDQ.
Oh, I did it again to him.
Well, I think I accidentally hit the button and went out on MI-5. I'm sorry about that. Oh, yeah, and there's a guy in New York that already sent him a roll-up J-pole antenna, and he sent him a book on studying for the general class. That guy's getting all kinds of stuff, over.
Ah, must have been Dick over there on the East Coast Reflector. Well, that's cool.
Okay, Tom, I gotta say, 73's, we're on the missus wants me in the car, gotta go. Okay, 73's, this is NABZR, we're clear.
NABZR, have a great night, 73KCKJO.
KFASQN clear.
Hey there, Wyatt, KCKJO.
KCKJO, this is KFASQN. Go ahead, Tom.
I thought you and your dad were going to come to the meeting last night. Everybody was excited to meet you.
Yeah, I was talking to my mom about that. Maybe, I meant to ask you, my mom and I were just looking at it. Yeah, I couldn't make it, sadly. I got braces on Wednesday, and yesterday my teeth were hurting about that. I didn't want to go anywhere or do anything. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But I have a question. When are, like, the meetings? Is it, like, every Thursday of, like every month?
It is the third Thursday of every month at the what they call the MISD building on Garfield and Hall Road in front of Macomb Community College. If you go to our ARPSC webpage, you know, the one that Joe and John and Tim told you about and everybody else, the MacombARPSC.org, it'll show a listing of our meetings.
All right, Roger, yeah, thank you for telling me. I was wondering about it, but, yeah, I actually didn't know it was on the third Thursday. I thought it was, to be honest, I thought that, it was, like, this following Thursday. But, yeah, after that, I realized that, it was last Thursday. But, if I knew that, I would see if I could go. But, again, it's, like, an hour drive, I think, or, like, 40, 50 minutes, But, yeah.
Oh, well, you can go to EchoLink on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. to the WA8MAC repeater link, and that's the Thursday night nets that we do from 7 p.m. to around 8 p.m. Of course, you got to make sure that your homework and your schoolwork's done.
Yeah, Roger. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that right now. Thankfully, I got all of my work done except for one assignment I forgot to bring home. Or it is home right now, actually. Yeah, I need like a paragraph to write about volcanoes and stuff. I need to write an extra thing about them, but yeah, I'll go on there. Get it going to ECR at, I forgot what the youth net is, like 8 or something. And I'm going to see if I can, WB2GBQ, he wants me to be the net control operator. He's been asking me, so he says that tonight he'll see if I could be the net control operator.
For the East Coast Reflector Kids Net, that is awesome. That's a great honor. There's Grayson is on there, and it's all run by you guys. You know, what is it, the Kid Net or the Teen Net or something like that? Yeah, absolutely. Go for it, dude.
Yeah, I've been wanting to be the net control operator there ever since I started listening to it, which is about, I've listened to it 2 times, I missed one, yeah, if I manage to be the net control operator, yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Hold on a second, I got my phone cord all wrapped around my mic cord, there we go, all right, yeah, definitely, give it a shot, you'll like it. And then, there was something else I was going to say. Oh, there's a Skywarn training class coming up. It's listed on the ARPSC, the Macomb ARPSC website. So if you're interested in becoming a storm spotter, you can do that as well. And being an amateur radio operator, that gives you a bit of an upper hand. So if you're out there and you hear a net going on either in Lapeer County or St. Clair or whatever county you're in, you can dial in and actually give out weather reports. Kind of neat. I've been doing it for about almost 30 years.
Roger, yeah. Brian sent me that. Mr. Brian, he sent me that on Gmail about that Skywarn training class. I think that sounds really cool. I think I want to do it. I need to do my research still because I don't know the full perspective. I know you do at Skywarn, like you report storms to NOAA and stuff, from repeaters, I believe. When Skywarn activates, correct me if I'm wrong, when Skywarn activates, the repeaters kind of, have Skywarn on them or something, and, you report into, NOAA and, about, hail or, storms like that. I'm assuming.
Well, you got to read up on it. You got the three conditions. You got the green, the yellow, and the red. So the green is where you do your check-ins and see if we're taking
opinion, I'll check in for whatever county Skyward Net controls. And you talk to a Skyward Net control operator who then reports it to the National Weather Service. And there's a net control operator at the National Weather Service that's an amateur radio operator, and he handles the radios there. And when that happens, that's when Lapeer unlinks from Macomb and from St. Clair and the other links that Central Michigan Emergency Network have all set up. And they all separate the repeaters on depending where the storm's at, so you only hear the area that you're living in. But, yeah, check it out. Mr. Brian sent you something on that. Like I said, check the website for the National Weather Service. You need to read all about becoming a severe storm spotter. Maybe your parents will be involved in that, too. And if you got siblings, maybe them, too. Maybe your friends. It's free. You know, the more we get packed in there, the more people we have knowledge and be able to be on the ground and help the National Weather Service on some of these severe weather events. You know, so you're not too young. You have a ham license, and you become a Skywarn spotter.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it sounds like a fun thing to do, and it sounds really cool, really interesting. I tried getting my friend Jackson, buddies into it, but I guess they're not really interested in ham radio. I tried convincing them a ton of times, but I guess it's not really their thing. My dad, he wants to get his jungle class, and he just wants to do Morse code and stuff because that's been like a goal of his since he was a kid, he says. And I'm trying to convince him to do some other things like voice contacts or like, he wants to do HF and stuff, but maybe I'll convince him to be Skywarn as well. But right now it's not looking too good because he still wants to do Morse code, which I think is really awesome. I'm practicing Morse code a lot. So yeah, I think that's awesome, but maybe I'll convince him to be to take some Skywarn classes with me.
Does he have his ham license also, or is it just you and the family that has the ham license?
I'm the only one in the family that does. My dad wants to get his generals, but currently I'm the only one that has a ham license.
Well, there's a good start right there. If he wants to do HF, then definitely he can work towards getting his general. But I think he has to get his tech first. And then he can work towards his general, or he may be able to just jump right into his general. I'm not sure how it goes now. I'm still a tech, and I'm happy being a tech. You know, I have some of the other guys out there that have their HF rigs, and you know, I'll go hang out with them and stuff. But learning Morse code, I tried. I failed, so I'm happy where I'm at. As you can tell, I'm on the radio all the time. So, but I got to make a phone call. I'll be out in a bit. I just got home, but my wife just called, and I got to see what she wants to do for dinner. So I'll say 73 on your final, Mr. Wyatt from KJO.
Roger, well, I had a nice time talking to you, and thank you for reminding me about that Skywarn thing. I'll look into that more, and look at that email Mr. Brian sent me. And you have a good rest of your day. I hope you enjoy your dinner. And this is KF8FQN 7 U and clear.
Hold on, I'm having some scan issues here. Let's try that again. What? Sounds like a BB.
Yeah, I've been listening for like 5 minutes and haven't heard anything, and then out of the blue you pop up.
What the heck? So I was listening to Tom and Wyatt going on a little bit ago. I was heading to El Charo's to cook dinner. And then I jumped in, grabbed my stuff, and now I'm on my way home with the booty. thought I'd throw the call out there. What's up with you?
Okay, no, just got back in the car a few minutes ago. So just leaving an afternoon appointment with a client and heading back home. So feeling better. I've been beneath the weather for a couple of days here. And coming out of it as of today, so feeling a little better. Just a cold, but kind of an all knobs to 11 cold. Ugh.
Connected to CMN Network.
All right, and I apologize if there was somebody else in there. And I, whatever, so. But if you are, jump on in, because I had my scan on, and it pulled off to another frequency right after I heard something and made my call. Yeah, so that's not cool. Well, glad you're feeling better. I had a little something myself a few weeks ago now? It might have been a couple. It's really weird, you know, because it wasn't all knobs to 11 by any stretch. It was kind of weird, and it was like definitely like I was sick on like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I was all better come Monday, and I just couldn't, you know, it was definitely some sort of a thing, but it was like, you know, 3 days, I definitely knew I had something, and then gone. So, yours did not sound so generous, but like I said, moving along. So you're thinking about tomorrow, or too soon, or you don't know?
Yeah, you are kind of scratchy into the repeater. I don't know where you are, but kind of got some bacon fry. I could hear everything, though. I probably not tomorrow. I made a mistake. I put it on my calendar. I was thinking it was going to be Sunday, and probably tomorrow later in the day, going to decide if I wanted to get a table and email and see if they had anything available. I screwed up. So, no, I've got my morning is booked in such a way that if I'm able to go, I will be a spectator only for a short time. So, and I might do that. I might be able to. I might be able to go and wander the aisles for an hour and then get on with business. But cockpit error on my part.
Well, first, regarding the signal, I've noticed signals incoming are down, too, so I'm going to have to check my antenna system, see if I've got some problem. Not real impressed with this antenna I'm running on the car. It's a commercial tri-bander, UHF, VHF, and 800. And I've never been real impressed with it on any band. But is it that? I don't know. I was just wondering why the 7.2 has been horrible. And I'm just down here on 696. Shouldn't be horrible. Yeah, and I don't think I'll be going. I've got to, I'm going to go to breakfast in the morning, and then I've got to go pick up the kitty. She's ready to get picked up. And then I've got a couple of other things I'd like to do. I got something I got to do for the in-house. I got to make a hardware store, and I might have to do a little lumber work, minor, but so that'll be pretty much my day. And like I was saying earlier, I have no business doing the swaps right now. I've got too much stuff. Stuff should be leaving, not coming. So unless I was going to get a table and sell stuff, I have no business going. Because what happens is I wander around and I always invariably see something and, oh, I got to get that. No, stop.
Well, I recently brought home a tape deck. Yeah, but I'm the same way. I have no business going and buying, so I will probably not. And if I recall, it's actually out in Northville. So Livonia Swap is a township further in the other direction. So probably have to just break this one off. Again, just oops on my part. Wrong day on my calendar. Oh, well. I wasn't, like I said, I knew where you were. If you're leaving El Charro's and heading home, I'm like, there's no reason you should be scratchy into the repeater, so maybe it's just a thing, you know, being down in the ditch.
Yeah, that whole area there in that stores area there, 10 mile plus or minus, it's a horrible RF hole of some sort. Wonderful propagation to the east. You can deep into Canada from that location, but you could have trouble hearing people to the west. You know, I remember when I used to have a antenna up on that 190-foot tower I had right there at Tenon Harbor. I had a UHF antenna all the way to the top, and I would hear mobiles, you know, deep in the tent, halfway to Toronto, and you know, and all over the place. But I could barely hear guys at the tech center, you know, and it always confused me why that. I don't think there's that much of an elevation thing going on there, but boy, it seems like you get the other side of I-94 down in that area, and just a horrible situation. So, well. But, I'll probably not go. I did not realize it was in Northville. I know it's the Livonia Swap, and that's, like, kind of there. But, you know, that puts it as far Northville as possible for someone like me, you know, or far Livonia, you know. If it were the northeast part of Livonia, you know, I can be there in, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour. You know, the southwest part of Livonia or beyond, you know, now it's an hour up there. Well, I don't know, but it makes a difference.
Yeah, probably 40 minutes or so, but as I said, I have no business buying anything, and I have much business getting a table and moving more stuff. Except I'm almost to the point now where I have to make real decisions on what I want to get rid of. I kind of got rid of this stuff, but I'm like, I just got to get this out of here. I moved most of those items. So now it's a matter of, well, all right, what really nice thing do I just say, all right, it's time for you to go? And that's a bigger decision to make. And I'm not quite ready to do that yet. Well.
Sorry, I had some people being weird on the freeway here at the exit. But, we're through it now. Yeah, that's myself. I've got a lot of low-hanging fruit. You know, I know you've been working on cleaning that stuff out for a while. I got plenty of that. I can fill up tables with a lot of low-hanging stuff. And I just need to do it, right? But I'm of the mind that you're better off just listing the stuff online and selling it that way instead of, you know, the whole rigmarole of loading up the car, driving it out there, loading up, setting up a table, you know, all that, tearing it all down. Just list the stuff and, yeah, the items, you know, now the little nickel-dime stuff's another thing altogether, but, yeah, the bigger stuff are just posted, but... I've got some bigger stuff, too. Again, I don't know if the swap's the right place. You got such a limited audience, right, you know, that I feel that you don't get, I don't think you're going to get the dollars you want. So, I don't know. I've done real well in the electronic medium. And I've done okay at the swaps as well, but it's just it's a lot of work, and I'm lazy.
Well, it is. It is work, and I, too, am lazy. My motivation are low. I mean, there's a difference between poor motivation and laziness. I don't think those are synonymous. And, boy, the person in front of me is just on a sightseeing tour. Why are you going so slow? If you go 5 miles an hour, you go through all these green lights. But at your speed, you're going to get them all. Anyway, well, you're probably about at home, and you're hopefully El Charro's is still warm.
I've got the heated seat on full, so hopefully that helps. Now, it's usually pretty good. If I do the one in St. Clair Shores, I can, it's about 15 minutes, so that's not bad. Stays pretty good. But, yeah, I can see my straight ahead here. So, might talk to you tomorrow. I don't think we'll see you tomorrow, but, if by some chance you do decide to go, be safe. Be safe no matter what. How's that? And I know there was something else, but I can't think of it right now.
for the life of me. 7-3, K-8, Booger Booger, from W-8-F-U.
Alrighty, yeah, I'm not likely to go. Like I said, if I do, it'll be a game time decision just to spectate, but then I've got to head to the office and pretend I have a job for some time in the afternoon. Alright, 7-3, K-8-D-B.
Oh, wait. One question. The office, are they gone now, or are they leaving at some specified date in the future?
And the social media post I saw said March, and I think it was maybe around March 10th-ish. But I think there was a date, and it was in March, and it was early mid-month.
All right, so maybe one final hurrah there before they go. Is in store. We'll have to try to make that happen. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
Sounds good. K8BB.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.